USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A suspect allegedly behind the 1988 bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland, is appearing in federal court. An explosion killed all 270 people on board, including 190 Americans. The Justice Department has led a decades-long effort to bring the alleged bomb maker to justice. After protests in November, COVID restrictions are changing once again in China.
China may be on the verge of lifting its most stringent COVID restrictions. An app that tracks people's travel between cities and provinces has been shut down. This comes after last week's announcement that China is ending things like near-constant testing and open-ended lockdowns. I'm Richard Johnson.
Week 14 of the NFL season wraps up with the Arizona Cardinals hosting the New England Patriots in Glendale, Arizona. You're listening to USA Radio News.
And if you're one of those companies that stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during that challenging time. It's not a loan. You don't have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at refundsasap.com. That's refundsasap.com. You heard that right. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at refundsasap.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work. Then they share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have five or more employees, let refundsasap.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit refundsasap.com, refundsasap.com.